Okay, well, let's talk to Fergal McKinney, who's here this morning from the SDLP. Fergal, do you have a lot of sympathy with what Pat is saying? Because she's probably representative of what a lot of people out there are feeling, particularly those who are going to be directly affected by many of these closures.
Yes, I've got huge sympathy with Pat saying, and in fact, she said it all, really, hasn't she? You know, she's described it very accurately. And here we have, you know, the health minister himself, pardon me, was saying shortly after Dalriada he had some concerns about that. And his parliamentary assistant up at Stormont is also, as you've been outlining, concerned about Bangor. The reality is these cuts are being made against no plan. Because TYC, which is at the centre of the whole thing, was about shifting funding into the community. But they never funded it properly. It didn't have targets properly funded, measured or achieved. And now what's happened, they're running short of money. And what do? They cut, if you like, the low-hanging fruit, the most vulnerable. And that tends to be stuff that's in the community.
But you're saying about Dahi Mackay and saying, you know, Sinn Féin voted for this, you know, they shouldn't be protesting today. Why should Dahi Mackay not be at the protest today? It's going to affect as many of his constituents as anybody else.
Absolutely. No, let me make it very clear. I want as many people as possible up at that protest today, and I think the health minister should be hearing from people in his own party and from people in all parties. What I'm saying is that people should understand when they look over to the right or the left and they see Sinn Féin or the DP in that they were responsible, and that their presence at the protest is now signalling that they're against the budget that they voted for.
So when you hear the minister say that actually this is down to the trusts and he has allocated the money and they are the ones that are making these decisions, where do you stand on that? Does that wash with you?
It doesn't wash one bit with me, because I know for a fact that some of the trust decisions which are saving money in one trust are now going to force extra expenditure on another trust. If you shut White Abbey's minor injuries unit, what effect is that going to have on accident and emergency at the Royal or the Mater or anywhere else? So my problem is, and the minister was only in the job, in some respects he can't say he's had too many fingers on the plan, because he spent the last 6 weeks telling us that he's only a new minister. The departmental officials sat down and they planned out these cuts. They forced them on the trusts, and there is no consistency with the cuts. And that's a huge problem for all of us, because the health service is supposed to be a regional service. And now we're getting, as I say, these community groups, facilities in Armagh, Bangor, Downpatrick, Ballycastle, all being cut because it's slavishly trying to deal with the bottom line. But there's no strategy, and the public should get very, very angry about that.
So is this the SDLP saying, I told you so, and vindicating your decision to vote against the October monitoring round on the draft budget?
Well, to be fair now, I think we've been saying, I mean, it vindicates us, but to be honest with you, if anybody's been listening to what the SDLP's been saying about health this year, they'll know that this is the repeat of message after message after message.
So what's your big idea? Is it down to lack of planning? As you have said, you know, these cuts being made against the lack of a big plan, is that your big idea?
To be honest with you, the big idea here is, and that there was an opportunity, a really good opportunity, even in the midst of a crisis, for the bigger parties to say we were going to do something fundamentally different here. And the root cause of all of these problems within health actually cannot be solved within the health budget. Because those root causes are long-term unemployment and deprivation. 16 years after the Good Friday Agreement and 7 years after devolution's been up and running, four areas in Northern Ireland still top the whole league across the UK of 262 UK government districts per deprivation. That's West Belfast, North Belfast, Derry and Strabane. And yet, if the parties had said, look, we're going to deal with those issues, we're going to put money aside to fundamentally get at the root causes of problems, and that will take some of the pressure off the health service. I know it's a long-term plan, but they could have done it. They could have signalled, and they didn't. They fundamentally didn't. And what they're doing now is slavishly trying to get to a bottom line and at the same time attack vulnerable people. And just listen to Pat. You know, her husband's been sick for 22 years, and she needs that service with the experience. And the minister on that specific one has to stop that cut.
Could I come in?
Yes, go on ahead, Pat.
I wonder what the government, or would our politicians rather that I decided I couldn't look after my husband any longer, and it's going to cost them £700 a week to keep him in the nursing home? Where is that £700 a week going to come from when they've all their budgets cut?
That's the point. There is no strategy. They're cutting, and they don't know the impact of those
exactly.
cuts. I'm assuming, incidentally, that some of the cuts will lead to further pressure on the budget further down the line. I want an assessment of that.
Where isn't an assessment of it.
Where
is care in the community now? I mean, they talked so much at the beginning of this year of keeping people at home and how they would be cared for in their own homes. Where is all that gone? They're cutting that too.
It's not just, you know, an issue for Dalriada, Pat, as well. Stay with us if you can, and also Fergal. Kieran's on the line this morning. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing?
This is an issue in Omagh as well.
It is indeed. There was a rally in Omagh on Saturday about health cuts, and I attended it. And all of our politicians were there, all the political representatives. And it seemed like they're trying to have it each way. They're trying to take the perks of government and at the same time oppose the cuts that they are implementing.
Exactly.
And we're also finding out now in Omagh that there's going to be cuts to health and social care in the Tyrone Fermanagh. That just might last night, actually. And this seems to have been slipped under the radar. What are our politicians doing? You know, it's fine bringing everybody out onto the streets, but it's not really solving the problem. It's not addressing the issues. And that's what we need to do. We just can't stand and wring our hands. We've had all this before in Omagh. We've had all the rallies. And we've been led up and down the garden path, time out of number. You know, it's time to get real on this.
And of course, Fergal, we're hearing from the minister that, you know, he's saying things are going to get worse.
Yeah, but I think we have to listen to what Pat said earlier on as well. I think everybody's mature enough to recognise that there are issues of financing within the health service, and we all have a responsibility in terms of ensuring that we keep ourselves as healthy as we can, and that we also, if you like, honour the principles of the health service. I mean, for example,
so where would you take money for? Where would you take money from then to give it to health?
Well, to be honest with you, what I would like to see is a real assessment of the health budget itself, because while we're short of money, remember, we spend £5 billion a year. That's nearly £5 billion. And I'm not sure that all of it's been spent properly. I think you'll see a story in the papers today that there's £40 million in fraud in the health service. There's £50 million. There's £50 million spent last year on bank and agency staff. 30% of that goes to the private administrators. We also end up paying double for operations in many ways because the hospitals also cut our cancer.
Fergal, what are the executive parties doing in the executive? You're all sitting around here. You're all agreeing on these budgets. You're implementing.
To be fair, Kieran, to be fair to Fergal, the SDLP opposed the budget, but the point is, Fergal, you know, if it's going to get worse, and if it is as bad as what you're saying it is, why are you still there?
Exactly.
Well, because we need to be in opposing it.
And
we need to be sending that message. Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to be in the debate, opposing it, at Stormont, and we will ask the minister to stop the cuts.
But it's a difficult position, Fergal. Let's be honest. You know, looking at this from the outside, and we had it at the party conference this week, and the party leader saying, you know, we'll not be part of a broken and politically bankrupt executive if it doesn't get its act together. But you know, how long do you keep on saying that for? When does the line in the sand come that is crossed when you actually say, you know, actually we need to form some sort of opposition here? What is happening? Because it's very difficult for people outside to look at this and see you as having a degree of opposition when you're actually sitting around that executive table.
Well, I think today's demonstrating and our consistent approach around the budget is demonstrating that we're against. We will be in opposition when we need to be. We were in opposition.
You need to be in opposition now. You can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say
let Fergal finish, Kieran, then I'll let you come back.
I think what we need to do, we will have a debate about that, and we will use it. We will sit down. We have no difficulty.
Well,
we will operate. We will operate.
Hold on a second, Pat. I'll let you both come back.
We will operate tactically around the issue of opposition, and we agreed that at the weekend. But we're sending out a very clear message. And if we were outside the government, we'd be saying the same thing. But when we're in, we can effectively do things within the executive that are positive in the community. And when we oppose them, we'll say we're opposing them.
But how bad does it have to get before you just... I mean, there's a suggestion in the paper this morning, you may review the position monthly. How bad does it have to get before you think, this isn't working, we need to form an opposition?
That will be up to the party to decide. And against that backdrop, we need to be assured that, for example... that if it was an opposition, that there'd be proper structures and facilities and resources available to us. Simply walking out the door and into opposition won't necessarily cut it. And people might celebrate us for a day and we'd repent at our leisure. So we need to work out the actual material, if you like, around that to make sure. But listen, the important issue here today is that there is an opportunity for people to stand outside Stormont or inside in the gallery and say to the minister who has doubts about Dalriada, say to his parliamentary assistant who has doubts about Bangor, and say to the rest of the executive and the DUP and Sinn Féin that these cuts have to stop now and be reviewed and reassure the public that those cuts will be consistent with a plan that delivers better healthcare for patients. And we've lost the sight of the patient in this.
Let's put that point to John O'Dowd from Sinn Féin, who's joined us this morning. John O'Dowd, how do you square this circle? People look at this and they say, Sinn Féin and the DUP vote through a budget. Dalriada and Bangor are the victims of that budget and the cuts. And yet representatives of those two parties then protest about the decision to close those hospitals, in your case, Dalriada. I mean, they see that as a huge contradiction.
Well, firstly, let's look at exactly what's happened, and then we'll discuss the facts rather than a political slant which has been presented this morning by Fergal. The executive in June and the executive the last monitoring round October awarded additional funding to health. The DUP voted against both of those allocations. The SDLT voted against both of those allocations. The draft budget for 15-16, we voted for £200 million additional to health, despite us facing one of the most difficult budgets that our local structures have ever faced. The SDLP also voted against that. The decisions by the relevant health trusts in relation to Bangor, and I do care about Bangor, and about Dalriada, and I do care about Dalriada, were taken at trust level. That was as a result of the very fact that the previous health minister, who was stood down from his post by the DUP, and was criticised openly by the finance minister, was not properly managing his financial, was not involved proper financial management of his budget. That is then has resulted in health trusts having to take decisions in the last quarter of the financial year to balance their books, which is unacceptable.
Fergal?
Well, absolutely, it's unacceptable, and so the minister should stop it. And I mean, I'm sorry,
agree it's unacceptable, Fergal, but you voted against.
I'm glad you're agreeing with me, John.
So how can you then turn around and say the DUP and Sinn Féin should do something different? Surely the SDLP need to do something different.
No, the SDLP, well, look, the SDLP is being very consistent about this. And John's saying, and it's easy, that the structures allow this to happen, that somehow or other the minister doesn't have his hands on it because...
Well, the first point he makes is that on two occasions you voted against a budget that gave extra funding to health.
We want, it properly funded and we want it measured. I've been consistent throughout this year. I want a proper measurables and assessment, transparency and accountability around these decisions. And nothing John O'Dowd says will convince people like Pat that decision's been made in a transparent and accountable way. We can't blame the trusts for doing this.
You just were blaming the trusts.
No. Look, the ultimate decision lies with the minister. What I'm saying is we shouldn't have a process that allows a trust to make a decision that will impact elsewhere. Some of those patients will now pitch up at accident and emergency units, pardon me, elsewhere, and that'll cost more money, for example, in the Belfast Trust. Now, who's going to stop this and say, let's do this right? Let's make a proper assessment on a regional basis. I accept that there will have to be measures taken, but let's make sure that they're done in the right way, in a proper way that's consistent with patient care, consistent with the themes and ambition of Transforming Your Care, which was about putting funding and facilities into the community at a cheaper level that makes it more available for people. What's happening today is the exact opposite of that. Millions and millions of pounds attempting to implement this plan, and now the trusts are running around cutting it and the patient's facility.
And on top of that, John O'Dowd, you heard, I don't know if you did hear, but a caller this morning who was at a rally in Omagh at the weekend, and he's saying, you know, from his perspective, he sees a lot of the ministers and the parties that they want it both ways, and these were his words, you know, they say they want the perks of government, and yet they're happy then to come out and oppose the cuts, and he says they can't have it both ways.
You're exactly right, and your caller's exactly right. And part of that context, he's exactly right. But you see, there's a lot of talk about parties going into opposition, and perhaps some of the parties should go into opposition, because then, and only then, they will have to produce an alternative. Because Fergal has avoided the question then.
Let, let John O'Dowd finish, Fergal, and then I'll bring you back.
Voted against additional funds for health on two occasions in this last 6 months. And why he has voted against a draft budget which contains £200 million extra for health next year. And perhaps if some of the parties did go into opposition then, they would be forced to produce alternatives. And that's what politics is about. If you're opposed to a proposal, you produce an alternative. That's what's missing in this equation on this debate around health. But in relation to elected representatives coming out and supporting their local services, they are perfectly right to do so. They're perfectly entitled to do so. And citizens will then make a decision as to whether their stance was correct or was the wrong one. And then citizens have an opportunity when it comes to the elections to use their mandate, to use their vote, to make decisions going into the future. Because the lady who was on talking around Dalriada asked a number of very pertinent questions. And they lead to this. What are the priorities in our society going into the future? What sort of society do we want in the future? And where do people and citizens want the government or the executive to invest the very, very limited resources we have in our society? Because it's clear that the British government's economic policy, if the Conservative Party is returned in May 2016, will see further cuts to public funding. Now, people can be critical of the executive parties, and they're perfectly entitled to be so, but the bigger question and debate we have to have in this society, as we have in Scotland, is how do we propose to move forward in terms of an economic base for our society? Because the British government strategy is going to cripple us.
Okay, John O'Dowd, stay. Fergal, I will give you a chance to come back, but we're just going to take a break for the news. If you can both stay with us,